I'm speaking today with Dr. Lucius Faleng. He's a trade advisor at AFMA. Doctor, good day.
Thank you very much. And it's a great to be here and to share insights with our farmers and also the listeners.
Doctor, performance of animal feed production and key issues that influence the performance for the past 3 years. How has the animal feed industry performed over the past 3 years in terms of production volumes and growth trends?
Thank you very much. If we look at the numbers, the industry has shown resilience with a clear recovery trend. And in 2023, the total feed production was about 6.9 million tons, which has declined when we look at the 2024. Then there was a production of 6.9 million tons. This is a 0.7 drop if we compare 2023 and 2024. And we can recall that during 2024, there was an outbreak of avian influenza, which has affected the poultry industry, which also hindered the demand for poultry feed. But in 2025, we've seen the industry rebound strongly, which has produced about 7.15 million tons. And comparing it with 2024, there's an increase of 3.7. And so we have effectively recovered and also surpassed the previous levels in 2023 and 2024.
What have been the most notable shifts in demand for animal feed across different livestock sectors?
Yes, the data clearly shows that the poultry is dominating feed demand. So the broiler feed account about 44.6 of total feed produced, which makes it far the largest segment. And looking at the layer feed, which contributes about 12.9, and importantly, in 2025, it grew by 18%, which is a strong recovery. So this is a recovery which from avian influenza effect that has affected the poultry industry. And we've seen also beef and sheep feed drop significantly. And comparing it with 2024, there's a drop of about 11.4, which also might have been the contribution of the foot and mouth disease. So the shift is very clear growth, which is concentrated in poultry, while the red meat sector are on a downward trend.
Dr. Lucius, what were the primary factors that influenced animal feed production performance over the year?
So there are quite a few key drivers that influence the performance of the feed industry. And there are two components that I want to focus on. The first one is a disease outbreaks. We experienced the FMD outbreak and also avian influenza, which has affected the livestock industry. And the disease outbreaks have had a very direct and measurable impact on feed demand. And as I've mentioned, in the red meat sector, the outbreak of foot and mouth disease might have contributed to the decline in beef and sheep feed production from about 840,000 tons in 2024. Which is down to 744,000 tons in 2025. That's a drop of roughly 96,000 tons or over 11%. And in poultry, we've experienced the avian influenza outbreak, which has led to the killing of millions of birds in South Africa over the recent season in 2024. And every time that happens, feed demand drops immediately because fewer birds are being fed. So despite that, the poultry industry still showed some resilience with the poultry feed increasing to over 150,000 pounds in 2025. So which tells us that the recovery can be strong, but it comes with the volatility. So the disease outbreaks create a cycle of sharp declines, which followed by the recovery. And in some instances, it makes it planning very difficult for both feed manufacturers and also the farmers.
To what extent did raw material availability, particularly maize and soybeans, impact on the production levels?
Yes, from the raw material perspective, we know that maize and soybean are absolutely the central for feed production. And we've seen that in South Africa, we produce about 15 to 17 million tons of maize annually in good season, and about 2.3 to 3 million tons of soybean. And a large portion of that goes directly into animal feed. And in terms of the usage, the feed industry consume about 6 million tons of maize and about 2.3 million tons of soybean annually, which shows how critical grain farmers are to the animal feed industry. And in terms of the cost, the maize prices have been relatively volatile, which generally ranges about 3.5 to 5,000 per ton. And while the soybean, especially the soy meal, have remained elevated due to the global politics and also global demand and currency and on pressures. So when these inputs increases, the feed manufacturer either absorbs the pressure or pass it on, which directly affect the livestock farmers' profitability.
Dr. Yao, have supply chain disruptions influenced feed production and distribution?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of issues revolves around the supply chain. And one of the key components is the issue of logistics, which is another major challenge, particularly the domestic level. The poor road infrastructure in some rural areas and have increased the transport cost, which significantly by as much as around 10 to 20% in some cases. And this mainly affects the longer routes which comes into play. And for feed manufacturer raw material like maize and soya bean meal need to be moved efficiently from farms or the silos to the feed mills. Then the finished feed must be delivered to the farmers. So the poor road conditions results into the delay in deliveries, high fuel cost. We have seen the increase in fuel cost recently, and they also increase the risk of supply chain, and ultimately all this feed into higher feed prices for the farmers. And when we talk about on the international side, the port and shipping inefficiencies have also played a role. South African ports have experienced significant delays, which sometimes extend to 5 to 10 days or even more for vessel turnaround, particularly during the peak periods. So this affects the imports of critical inputs such as the feed additives, which are very essential for feed formulation.
So what are the key lessons the animal feed industry has learned?
So the key lesson, there's quite a few critical lessons. The industry must be resilient, as we have seen both a decline and recovery within the short period. The efficiency is key, especially in the rising input cost. One of the critical components is the disease management, as it directly affects production and also the feed demand. And also, importantly, the strong integration between the feed, the grain and livestock sector is very essential.
Dr. Lucius Paleng, a trade advisor at AFMA, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.